The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gerry Gilroy with me from Off the Ball, talking about the weekend sporting action. We'll start with tonight. So Ellen Keane, medalist of course from Tokyo, is in the pool at what time?
20 past 7 this evening, 7:21.
Okay.
So she obviously has a strong medal hope. Third, joint second fastest time qualifying, has a big performance in her. I think she's made no secret of the fact this is the end for Ellen Keane as a swimmer in the Paralympics. She's going to retire immediately after these games. And she's been there since Beijing. It's been a long old, she's a veteran, even though she's still a very young woman.
She's kind of, I guess, well, you know, she's, is it fair to say she's kind of the face of the team to a degree?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Where Jason Smith was maybe before, she kind of is the person people imagine when they hear of a Paralympian.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, like as we know, athletes, there's always a period of recalibrating into civilian life.
Yeah.
In the aftermath of that, I think she's been talking in the past about that and has written a book and has done media courses and, you know, has a brilliant future ahead of her. But this now, these finals, they're the final moment. She talked today about coming out and actually listening to the sounds of the arena and taking her earphones off and soaking it all in. So that can be really powerful when you know that this is the very final time you're ever going to have to put your body through this.
Or could it be distracting?
I don't know. That's what we're going to find out.
Anyway, so that's what time?
7:21.
7:21. Ellen Keane in the pool. Possibly, quite possibly, very likely the very last time we'll see her competing for Ireland. So make sure you're watching that. Premier League then this weekend. Actually, before we talk about Premier League fixtures, Shamrock Rovers have drawn Chelsea.
Yeah, so it would have been brilliant if this game was in Tala, but it's actually at Stamford Bridge.
Okay.
You know, the security concerns aside of a bunch of random Chelsea fans wandering around Tala for the game, that would have been an interesting experience. Chelsea fans, obviously, you know, they would be of a specific persuasion politically. Certainly their ultras would have been. And I'm sure the atmosphere at Stamford Bridge will also be excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like
it's nice for the. It'd be great to see them coming here to a degree. It's great for the Rovers players to get to go over and play Stamford Bridge.
It really is.
You know what I mean? If I was a Rovers player, I wouldn't. Would you want the home draw?
Ah, yeah, because you think
there's a better chance you could kind of catch them at home.
Exactly.
I know, but
the upset of the cup Thursday night.
But you're not going to be that upset at the prospect of getting to play in Stamford Bridge.
No.
Well, let's put it that way.
It's a career moment for you.
Yes.
Absolutely. When you retire, you'll tell your kids and your grandkids.
You'll have a picture of you playing in Stamford Bridge.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
The bridge, the rest of the draw is Apoel from Cyprus, Rapid Vienna, TNS, which used to be Total Network Solutions, but is now the New Saints, Borac of Bosnia and Larne. Not very far. They've got to play. Sorry, they've TNS at home and Larne away. So,
okay.
There's points for them in this group, and points equals money.
Yes.
So you know, big opportunity for them.
So let us talk about the Premier League again. So you were last week. You know, you were suggesting that this Arsenal game in Villa Park was going to be a real kind of early test for them. You know, given that they lost twice to Villa last year and kind of Unai Emery and all of that context as well. So 2-0 win for the Gooners.
Yeah, now they did cough up good chances that Ollie Watkins should have scored.
Okay.
Particularly in the first half. And the second half one, people, I don't know if they didn't see it, but David Raya makes an incredible save and he ends up getting man of the match. So they weren't brilliant, but they grounded out. They've got this young, vibrant Brighton team managed by a 31-year-old tomorrow at 12:30. And I hate to repeat the whole thing again, but it's another big test for them. And if they get through this, you're like, okay, so Brighton are really good, beat Man United last week. Villa, we think, are going to have a good season and they need to bounce back to prove to us that that's true. But they've started really well. Their best players are playing well. Their best players are scoring. Their bench players are scoring. They've added Mikel Merino during the week and, you know, we'll see what the rest of the transfer window brings in the final few hours. But I think Arsenal might be the real deal. I really think that Manchester City are going to face some sanction because they have to.
Yeah.
You can't have that many charges. There can't be that much money spent on it and it all be nothing.
And what's the perceived wisdom as to what that might look like? Would it just be points this season? Is there any possibility?
No one knows really, because the scale of the charges are so vast that if you start racking up multipliers like a point of charge or 2 points of charge, you're getting to like...
Any chance they'd strip them of previous titles?
I suspect that's going to be difficult to do.
Okay.
They might try it, but that's the type of stuff that we find out in the courts in 7 years, because it goes back and forth and they win one and they lose another one. I think
they could be like Lance. They could just keep the exactly. pictures of the champion of championship up.
Well, I'm sure they have those trophies in that trophy case. And they're all replicas, so they're not giving them back. And I'm sure the Man City fans celebrated them, and they don't, suddenly feel, we shouldn't have celebrated.
Yeah, but there's a high likelihood, you think, or high possibility.
I think English football will be in paroxysms of outrage if there is nothing done. If they're found guilty, right? If they find some way to not be found guilty.
Let them off, then...
That's a different story.
But if they're found guilty, they'll have to be points.
Exactly. Actually. And okay. It could be anything between 40 points, it could be 80 points, it could be an immediate relegation.
Yeah.
And if it's immediate relegation, does that save one of the other teams going down? It probably does. So that's why I think it's really up for grabs for Arsenal. And Liverpool have been decent so far, and... All they really need to do is keep in touch until their best form hits. So big game tomorrow at 12:30 for them.
It does look like we're going to get a nice another nice season of kind of the Manchester United roller coaster as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I actually think they've signed relatively well. They've invested a lot of money, but there's no sign just yet of the team fully understanding what it is that the manager wants to do, or us seeing what the manager wants his team to do. Mm. They've got Liverpool tomorrow. It's an absolutely incredible game. It's a slightly earlier kickoff at 4:00 instead of the 4:30 usual. And you just feel like there's an opportunity for Liverpool here to go and duff them up and really, because the international break is coming, and there's nothing worse than going into the international break with everybody in long faces and tension builds. All the Man United correspondents are not away with England, so they're looking for stories. That notoriously leaky dressing room all of a sudden is like, oh. On the other side, if they were to get a win, then all of a sudden the mood is completely transformed. Team Ineos is on board. Everything's looking up. So there's a lot riding on it. I don't think it's going to be a boring nil-all draw. Occasionally that has happened in these games.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it looks like Man United are too leaky for this to finish nil-all.
All right. Listen, plenty of backstories bubbling away for the Premier League fixtures tomorrow. Jer, thank you very much. Say 7:21 this evening, Alan Keane in the pool for Team Ireland at the Paralympic Games.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4:00 on News Talk.